Thank you very much. Welcome, everybody. I'm glad everybody's here. I just want to open up probably like the other nine coaches and say we're excited about, you know, getting the season started. It's been an enjoyable summer after what was a pretty frustrating year for our program last year. We're excited about moving forward. We feel like program is on track where we thought we could be at this point when I took over in the spring of 2017. So we're looking forward to getting started and looking forward to seeing your faces around during the season.
Okay, questions for Coach. If you'll put your hand up, we'll get a microphone to you. Got one on the aisle outside right.
Mike Meyer, Metcalf, ESPN. How much of last year for you was just establishing your way of coaching, your culture, and all the things attached to that?
Thanks for the question, Myron. I don't know if it was ever necessarily about me or my anything. In my mind, I have a responsibility as the head coach at Oklahoma State to hold the program standards and to protect the integrity of the people who have, you know, basically come before us and who are very proud to know that Oklahoma State's been a great program over the course of its time. Maybe had a tough up and down stretch here the last decade or so, but a program that they should be proud of. The first ever back-to-back national championship basketball program is Oklahoma State University. And I'm not lost on that we can achieve at that level again, but we can't take shortcuts in doing it. We've got to continue to keep the standards high. We've got to hold people accountable when necessary. And then we got to continue to make sure we're bringing guys in who understand what it takes to get us back there.
Questions for Coach. We got one on the middle left side.
Hey, Mike. Garen Emig of the Tulsa World. Good to see you again. The development that he had last year was eye-opening, I think, to a lot of people. Yeah, I know you expected it. Tell us about his development since last year heading into this one.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Garen. You're as a kid who we recruited, obviously, out of high school 2 years ago now, who we saw some, you know, potential in. I think ultimately part of our job in recruiting is to evaluate the development prospects of a young man. And, you know, you do that by finding out as much as you can about what type of person they are, the type of work ethic that they have, and the desire that they have to get better. He encompasses all those qualities in a positive manner. He's got a great spirit about himself, and he really embraced just trying to become a really, really good part of our program. No ego. His teammates love him. He really cares about winning. And I think that ingratiated him not only to his teammates but to our fans, and we're really excited to see him take another step forward this coming season.
Questions for the coach. Don't let him off this easy. Got a question on the left side front.
Hey, Coach. Matthew Postens, HeartlandCollegeSports.com. Can you talk about the three vets you have coming back and just what you feel like they need to do for your younger guys to help you guys get to another level this season?
Thanks for the question, Matthew. I can't say enough about what Cam McGriff, Lindy Waters, and Thomas Azagua mean to me personally. But I'll speak more to about what they mean for our program. Those guys, if I can just walk you through their journey briefly, they were recruited in 2016 to play at Oklahoma State by Travis Ford. Bought into his vision for the program, thought that they could come in and make an impact and be a part of a program that they figured could play in a tournament in their entire career. Before they arrive on campus, Travis Ford's gone. Brad Underwood's the head coach. They show up on campus to a totally different philosophy, way of thinking. Fortunately for them, they stuck with the process. They go through that summer. We unfortunately lost one of their teammates that summer, as you could remember. So they experienced a lot before they ever played a college basketball game. 1 year later, and I can speak to this because I lived it as a player, they're probably just getting adjusted to college basketball at the end of their freshman year. And they wake up from the day after the NCAA tournament game, and the coach that they actually played for their first year is gone. So before they can get to their second year in college, they're now figuring out who the next coach is and the third coach in their short time as college basketball experienced guys. And I say all that to talk about their character. At no point, because now they're going to be coached by a guy who had never coached a college game before as a head coach. They never flinched. They never stopped believing in each other or in our program. And they've given everything they could to Oklahoma State. And I think now is their opportunity to show what winning looks like. They're winners off the court for sure, but I think this year is going to give them an opportunity to show that they can be leaders for a team that can win on the court. So I'm really excited that I've been a part of this journey with them. I'm really excited to see how this story ends. I believe it'll be a really good ending for them. And I know that all Oklahoma State fans can be proud of the way they've represented our program, and their families can be proud of the way they've represented their families.
We have time for one more question for Coach. Who wants to be last? Got a question on the middle left.
You have you mentioned some of your more seasoned players just now, Mike. You have a lot of new guys, obviously, with you as well. Any one of them, I imagine some heads are swimming still in terms of getting used to you and your culture and everything like that. But is there any one who is really firm, you know, firmed himself and got his feet planted and is doing some really good things for you now in workouts?
We got six freshmen and one grad transfer. So, yeah, you got a lot of new pieces. But a couple of them have popped up their heads, so to speak, in different ways. The freshman kid from the Netherlands, Hidde Rosink, who's probably the least known of the entire group, has probably had as great an impact on our practices through 20 so far as anybody. The Boone twins, I think, will both be really good players. Physically, they still have a little ways to go, but I certainly expect our grad transfer, Jonathan Laurent, to also have an impact on our program. And then Avery Anderson, of the freshmen, true freshman from here in the States, has probably been the most consistent in terms of productivity and practice. He's also been able to give Isaac Likely some challenge at his position and give him a chance to grow in that spot as well. So I'm excited about the whole group. How much they all will play as freshmen, I couldn't tell you today. I probably couldn't tell you a month from now, because once we get the Big 12 play, it's a different story and, you know, things change. But I'm really excited about the whole group. We got a really good group of hardworking young men.